From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee are scheduled to arrive in California, along with former President Bill Clinton, within hours. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il pardoned the women yesterday after meeting with Mr. Clinton. Doug Ling is eager to see his daughter. He says she was able to call home about 10 days ago, but he missed the call.
I was upstairs. I didn't hear anything until I went downstairs and she just hung up. And then I played a recording. And it was quite emotional.
Ling and Lee were convicted of illegally entering North Korea in March with the alleged intent of engaging in hostile acts. They had been sentenced to 12 years hard labor. Debate over Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has begun on the Senate floor and is expected to last throughout the week. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
After 4 days of committee testimony and weeks to review Judge Sotomayor's nearly 17-year judicial record and outside speeches, Alabama Republican and ranking Senate Judiciary Committee member Jeff Sessions says he will not support her confirmation.
Certain aspects of her record troubled me. Whether, for example, she has the kind of deep commitment to the ideal of objectivity and impartiality that I believe is necessary.
But at least six Republicans already say they will vote for her, so Senate Democrats say they have the votes to approve Sotomayor for the high court. Sotomayor was nominated to replace retiring Justice David Souter. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
A gym near Pittsburgh was the site of a shooting spree last evening that left 4 people dead and 10 people injured. Jennifer Sweda Jordan has this report.
The gunman opened fire on a workout classroom of dozens of women around 8:15 p.m. Police said it was likely the shooter was among the dead, but wouldn't say whether he committed suicide. Debbie Wozniak avoided the shooting because she was late for the cardio class. Wozniak said she usually attends with her daughter and sister. Her sister was in the class and called to say she was okay.
And she just kept saying, "Oh my God, Debbie, I seen everything. Oh my God, I seen it all." She said he reached in the bag and took out 2 guns and just started shooting.
One of the injured was an instructor who Wozniak's sister said was shot.
She is such the sweetest girl, so energetic and loved her job.
Teams of police were continuing to investigate the crime scene and looking for the gunman's car in the crowded gym parking lot. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sweda Jordan.
Oil prices remained above $71 a barrel in Asian trading today as mixed economic news from the U.S. stalled a week-long rally. Benchmark crude for September delivery was down by 25 cents to $71.17 a barrel in electronic trading. Meanwhile, Japanese stock prices closed lower today. The Nikkei average fell by 122 points, or 1.2%. This is NPR News. Reinforcements were expected by this morning as firefighters battled dozens of blazes that threatened homes in Northern California's Shasta County. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
2 strike teams made up of personnel from a number of Central Valley departments have been summoned to Shasta County, located about 150 miles north of Sacramento. Fire officials say about 40 lightning spark fires have grown considerably since erupting over the weekend and have now scorched more than 11 square miles. Only a fraction of the burning areas have been contained. Strong winds and hot temperatures have hampered crews. Firefighters are also trying to contain blazes in the nearby Lassen National Forest. A mandatory evacuation order for residents of 130 homes has been lifted. In Monterey County, fires started by lightning strikes have covered 6 square miles of a populated area. 200 evacuees have been allowed to return home. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Nairobi, Kenya, where today she is expected to tell a U.S.-Africa trade meeting that business and trade in Africa cannot grow without governments improving democracy. The secretary will be speaking today at a meeting in Kenya to review the impact of the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. The act is a U.S. trade law aimed at increasing U.S. imports of African products. Clinton is in Kenya on the first leg of a 7-nation tour of Africa. Clinton is scheduled to speak later to Kenya's leadership about U.S. concerns for the country, the homeland of President Barack Obama's late father, following corruption scandals and disputed 2007 elections that led to violence and left more than 1,000 dead. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.